Ah. Oh, don't mess with me now. Y'all saw that, didn't you? Hey, man. I'm feeling especially buoyed in the Holy Ghost right about now. Amen. You know, my mother grew up Church of God in Christ. My daddy grew up Baptist. They joined a Methodist church. But right about now, I'm feeling a little bit of my mama's Kojic-ness. I'm feeling a little bit of my Pentecostal-ness coming out. I might just start laying hands right here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a blessed day it is to be at Union University. Thank you, Dr. Oliver, for having me and for allowing me this opportunity to come and say a word on behalf of the Lord. And then a big thanks to Dr. Brady for coaching me up and helping me get ready for today. Amen. He said to me, I could preach as long as I desire. And I intend to do that. And then he said, but we're leaving at 10:45. So I'm going to hold you here to 10:45. You know that. I mean, just in case you didn't notice, I am black. And I am a preacher. So don't expect to get out of here early. Don't trip. Amen. I've been prayed for, but I'm still black. Amen. I'm still a preacher. Amen. Glory to God. All right, black people, don't get offended. Amen. I know the black people. And, oh, he's telling black jokes and with all these white people. Amen. Just calm down. It'll be all right. Amen. Well, good to see you all. Praise the Lord. I trust you all got your word. Amen. And if you don't, listen up. Nehemiah found the wall around Jerusalem in disrepair. It grieved him. And in Nehemiah, the second chapter, we hear him after he's been traveling about and working about and walking about. And he writes these words, starting with the 17th verse. Then I said to them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. Reading the local newspaper or watching the nightly news or even watching the morning news as I did this morning, like Nehemiah, we might conclude that Jackson and Tennessee, our world is in disrepair. And as we look about and see the disrepair, we cannot sit idly by blaming government or throwing tax dollars at the problem. We cannot sit idly by pointing our fingers at working mamas and overworked teachers. We cannot sit idly by just Bible thumping about video games and rap music. We each have a responsibility. We must set our hands to this good work of providing solutions to the ills of our community. Driving around this community, it is clear to me that the economic, that the educational, and that the spiritual infrastructure is in place. There seems to be a bank, a business, a school, and a church on every street. In fact, we have 5 local institutions of higher education and several other satellite campuses, each filled with bright, hopeful minds and willing hands. Nehemiah found people ready to set their hands to the good work of rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem. And it's a good thing when you find willing workers ready to do the Lord's business. When Dr. Oliver and I arrived here in Jackson, I'm pleased that, like Nehemiah, we found willing workers ready to set their hand to the good work. It has been my joy and my pleasure to even find that there are many among you on this campus. You have faculty and staff and students who have set their hands to the good work of building this community. I was inspired and challenged by Dr. Todd Brady, who called on me to participate with Dr. Oliver in what has interestingly been a bit of a groundbreaking conversation on racial reconciliation. I was challenged and met very early on Dr. Marianne Poe, who was collaborating with one of Lane's faculty, Dr. Darrell Coleman, to start the joint initiative on racial diversity, reconciliation, and social justice between Lane College and Union University. Hard work though it is, yet they set their hands to this good work. I've had the great pleasure to run into Union students across town, serving even the least of these. I stopped by one day to grab a sandwich and pay it forward at the community cafe. And who was serving and serving with the hungry, the homeless, and the indigent poor? Union students. I spoke to a group of students at the Hub Club in Far East Jackson. And who were the volunteers? Yes, Union students had set their hands to this good work. Hosting a night out event at Lane College to build community at Lane College and in the East Jackson community. And who was there? Yes, Union students. At a political event, who was there telling me for whom I should vote? Yes, you got it. Union students. Planning a protest event. Who was leading the way? You know by now, Union students. You all have set your hands to this good work. And I'm thankful to be a member of the community in which you're working. As Nehemiah began his work, in chapter 3, there's a bit of a dry list of persons who are just working away. You find all kinds of folks. Nehemiah assembled a diverse group of folks to work, similar to the way we've done here in Jackson. One person stood out for me, and I want to just talk a bit about him. In Nehemiah, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse, word reads, and I'll skip around a bit in this scripture, it says, next to him, Baruch zealously repaired another section. Baruch, I like that name. I read that name and I thought, that's definitely a brother. He was probably from South Memphis. The word says, he worked zealously. He was passionate. He worked hard because he wanted to do so. No one made him work. He did it because he wanted to work. And there's power in working zealously. In his book, Getting Rich Your Own Way, this guy, Shrully Blotnick, described a study in which 1,500 students were divided into 2 groups. Group A, consisted of 1,250 students who chose their careers for money. Group B consisted of 250 students who chose their career because it was what they loved. They were passionate, zealous about their careers. Researchers followed these two groups for about 20 years. And at the end of the 20 years, there were 101 of the persons, 101 of the 1,500 students were millionaires. However, the amazing thing is that only one of the millionaires came from Group B. Only one of the 1,250 people who set their hands to get rich got rich. Yet 100 of the 250 people working because they were passionate became millionaires. Learn this lesson. Passion pays off. Those who work zealously are rewarded. Indeed, your gift will make room for you. Every now and then, I hear a phrase that is a lot of fun. It's just a fun phrase. And I typically hear it from you all. And then I start trying to use it. And there's a popular phrase that I think describes Baruch. Baruch lived his life turned up. I wanted to make sure that I was using that word correctly. So I turned to some modern day hip hop philosophers to try to help me understand what it means when someone is turnt up. And I do have it spelled correctly in my notes, T-U-R-N-T. Thank you, amen. So I went to this fellow. I often not say this name incorrectly. It's J-U-D-A-K-I-S-S. I believe he's commonly referred to as Jadakiss. Jadakiss says, right when everybody else turned down, we turn up. 2 Chainz, or 2 Chainz, or 2 Chainz, I don't know, whatever. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz said, I walked in, then I turned up. Pockets full of hundreds. Yeah. Yeah, I watched the video too. Little known Roscoe Dash, and I know Roscoe Dash probably takes you all back to your junior high day. Roscoe Dash helped me really to understand what this phrase turned up meant. Roscoe Dash says, all the way turned up, shouty, we all the way turned up. And then he says these words, DJ, turn me up. Crank it up to the max. I be so turned up, I be swagging to the max. I love that. I love that. Hey, man, I got it. I'm going to give me a swag walk too. Hey, amen. What I'm saying to you this morning is this. I'm going to challenge you to live your life turned up. Crank it to the max. Live life to the max. In fact, get turned up for Jesus. Get turned up in the Lord. The word says in Ephesians 5 and 18, don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Get turned up in the Holy Ghost. Because ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Because a Holy Ghost party, help me, sister, don't stop. You do remember the crowds. You remember the crowds in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. There were Peter and the disciples. They'd been hiding. And they got filled with the Holy Spirit. And the text says in Acts 2 and 13 says, others mocking them said, they are full of wine because they heard them speaking in other tongues. I look at that text, I said, you know, they were right. They were in fact correct. The disciples were full. They were full of the new spirit, the Holy Spirit. They were drunk on the Holy Spirit. Their actions, their lives were controlled by the Holy Spirit. Previously, they had been scared and they were in hiding. They were on the run. Oh, but when they got full of the Holy Ghost, they went outside and preached in the streets of Jerusalem boldly. And 3,000 souls came to know the Lord. Oh, I stopped by on my way to heaven just to say a word to you. Get full, get turned up for Jesus. Then I want to say to you, get turned up in class. Yes, go to class and do 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I had to give this message to my daughters, to my girls, when they were in undergraduate. Every night, they had a different church party to attend. One night, it was the Wesley Foundation church party. Next night, it was the Baptist Student Union church party. Next night, they were partying with Chi Alpha. Next night, some guy probably like Pastor Russ playing a guitar down in the courtyard. They were there. Next night, somebody was having a Bible study in the student center. They had to be there. Then they needed to go to praise dance practice to get ready to dance for the next worship service that they were attending. I finally had to say to them, I sent you to college to get a degree, not to church party. Too much church partying, come on with me now, too much church partying leads to the same results as street partying. You will find yourself back here with me working at Mickey D's, and you will work and you will pay rent. So I want to tell you and challenge you with all of this wonderful things, all these wonderful opportunities to church party. Oh, praise the Lord. Get turned up in class. Remember why you are here. Remember you came to this place to get a degree. That's priority number one. You will have the rest of your life to church party. And the church said amen, because I know you're not. Amen. And the last thing I want to say to you is this. Get turned up about your future. I love this text. Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I love that. I love that because Lord takes all of our successes. Lord takes all of our victories. The Lord takes all of the lumps of our lives. The Lord takes all of the couldas, the wouldas, the shouldas of life. The Lord takes our regrets. The Lord takes our missed opportunities, the Lord, and combines those things with our repentance, with our do-overs, with our hard work, with our renewed commitments to make us new and to make a blessed future for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God says to us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." All this happening, all this going on in our lives, when we push back, when we find ourselves on top, or when we find ourselves underneath, however it comes, God works it all together in our favor. Oh, I stop by to say to you, get turned up about your future. Well, I want to leave you with my version of Roscoe Dash's rap. Here we go. Y'all see me? Pants sagging. Y'all got it? Tall tee. White tee. Y'all see it? Y'all see me? Everyone? Hat. Crank to the side. Big gold chain. Cross on it. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all see me? Can y'all see me? All right, okay, all right, I'm ready now. I'm ready to rap now, amen. Here it is. Holy Ghost, turn me up. Crank it to the max. I be so turned up, I be swagging to the max in Jesus Christ. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, our Father, We praise you, we thank you, and we bless you. We thank you for this word, and we thank you for the example that Nehemiah gave to us. And we thank you for this fellow, Baruch, who lived his life and who worked zealously in your service. And gracious God, I pray that you would give us a heart and give us a mind that we too might work zealously for you. In Christ Jesus' name, we both praise and we pray. Amen.